You've been to Bandon twice.
Yeah.
What was your ranking the first time that you went, and then what is it now after seeing everything again and, you know, Bandon multiple times?
Yeah, so the first time it was Sheep Ranch, Bandon Dunes, Bandon Trails, Old Mac, Pacific Dunes.
Okay. And what is it now?
It was Bandon Trails, Sheep Ranch, Bandon Dunes, Old Mac, Pacific Dunes.
There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out, is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks.
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast. Rip it, rip it.
All right, so here's the deal. We've already done one Bandon preview, and Andy, to this day, it remains, I think it's actually our most listened to episode. The problem about that episode was, when it was recorded, I had never been to Bandon Dunes. I think at the time it was you, Tony, Hermes. Shout out Tony.
Reister. No, I think it was Reister and Beef. Helen. Yeah.
Not Helen. Helen. It's Beef.
Yeah, Beef.
It's a great episode, and I think it prepped me for what to expect, but my Lord and Savior, it Bandon blew everything out of the water from what I was expecting, and I was expecting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I got home, and I couldn't say enough great things about the experience there. I'm trying to figure out where to start. I mean, I'll set the tone for the trip, which was my bachelor party. And the first thing I did was acknowledge to everybody who was saying yes that I understand it's a big financial and time commitment, but it is worth every single penny and every single hour that you spend on property. And I think I booked this close to 2 years ago. I want to say it's 16 or 17 months in advance. But the beauty of it was we were able to get it in June, which we've heard was really good weather month, which it was. It was windy, no doubt, but you're always going to be windy on the coast. But we didn't get a drop of rain. I think in 4 days, 4.5 days, however long we were there, we got 0 inches of rain, which was phenomenal. And we were also able to fly into North Bend. So United has two flights a day, one that goes from Denver and one that goes from San Francisco into North Bend, and it's about a half-hour drive to Bandon. Yeah. So as opposed to, I think, the old way to do it, or if you go in months outside of that, you know, 3-4 month window, you either got to fly into Portland or you got to fly somewhere.
Eugene. Hours of a drive, yeah.
Yeah, make the trip. So the fact that we were able to get one of those flights.
Which, by the way, I learned that Bandon subsidizes United if they don't hit certain numbers on that flight to keep it going.
Wow.
They'll cut them a check.
I don't know how they wouldn't. I mean, our flights were full, and I heard Stu's flight was full from San Fran as well. But holy cow. So to be able to do that, we got in on Wednesday, and our schedule was this. We fly in Wednesday. With the time change, just the two flights that do get in there, I believe they land at like 10:30 and 12, somewhere in that time frame. And we were able to tee off, you know, and get to Bandon, check in, get into our two-bedroom cottages, all within like an hour and a half of landing, and we still had to go through some delays, like getting baggage off of there, because it's a very small airport. Landed, played the preserve, and then the next three straight days were 36 holes a day with lunch in between, and then leave on Sunday. So,
would you have done anything different?
No,
that's exactly what I said to do, right?
Yeah, I would not have done it. I mean, that, you know, if you want to split hairs, like would I have liked to play Bandon Trails in the morning? Like,
yeah,
sure. Like, what would I have liked to maybe play one course, you know, like Pack Dunes? I got my teeth kicked in because it was blowing 50. We got on a really windy afternoon. Would I have liked to try play it in the morning? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But aside from just like strictly talking, like play the preserve when you get in there, that is an absolute must. Mm-hmm. Like everybody says, and I just have a Golf Digest, like things you need to know about Bandon. Play the preserve before you play anything else.
Yeah, it's definitely the warm up.
Yeah, because if you can get there during the day, as long as you tee off by like 5,
yeah,
you're probably good.
Later
literally 5 or 5.30 p.m., you're okay.
Yeah.
You can play the Preserve 13, 14 holes.
Yeah, it's light till like 9 when this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah, there were people that did the solstice on the Sunday we left,
yep.
which is crazy. So before we get into the actual courses, your recommendations were great. Everybody that had recommendations about Bandon was all spot on. I absolutely think if you're playing there, you got to do 36 a day, if not all the days, like two out of the three.
You need to play every course.
You need to play every course. Because they're all actually a little bit different in their own ways.
All very different.
I also thought that like the service and the shuttle situation out there abandoned
it's one of the most logistically impressive things of all time.
They have it dialed to a T. There's a restaurant at every single course. There's snack shacks galore. The shuttles, you give them a call, somebody's at your front door within 2 minutes.
It's unreal.
Guaranteed.
I don't know how they do it. Yeah. It's I want to study that. Operationally, it's so impressive. Like you literally, like it's an expansive property. I mean, like,
oh yeah, it's massive.
It's massive. And like, you know, the courses are like 5 to 10 minute shuttle rides, you know, ish.
Yeah.
From each other. And then like the lodging is a 5 minute shuttle ride. Like there's lodging kind of everywhere, but where we stayed was like a 5 minute shuttle ride from kind of the main place. So everything is like quite set. Like you wouldn't be able to walk to sort of,
no, places. You wouldn't be able to walk anywhere.
Right. And then you call this number, which is like in my cell phone, you say, hi, I'd like a shuttle at Cedar 4. And it just shows up like within seconds.
Yeah. It's like, crazy.
Wow. And then you get on and they take you to, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the shuttle situation is top notch. We were fortunate enough to have a really, really good group of caddies for our 3 days as well.
Yeah.
They do make a note that, you know, for your trip, the caddies you're going to have for your stay. So they get familiar with you, your game, your group. And the caddies out there just,
we had second to none. Tony Schuster was the lead dog in ours.
Yep.
Who's a Minnesota guy.
Minnesota guy.
Kind of become a famous Bandon caddy. You know, was just in that Golf Digest article.
Saying, oh, was he really?
Yeah, they're like, if you're going to get a caddy, we recommend, you know, Tony Schuster.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he led all the transactions around getting us set up with caddy, you know, helping kind of coordinate the logistics and everything like that, and was terrific. So Tony's awesome. First day, first round, we played Bandon Dunes, right?
Yep. So our first day was Bandon. The first tee times are at 7 a.m. I think we were 7:30.
Yep.
We played Bandon, which should note that we chose to play Bandon on the first day and the last day.
Yeah.
One, because it's like the most championship style golf course on property.
Yeah, there's a reason that when they host
they're about to host the women's USAM.
The women's AM, yep.
Women's AM. So they're about to host the women's AM. The greens like were above and beyond, so much better there than they were at the other courses, obviously because they're getting prepped for a major tournament that they're bringing into town. So we played Bandon. My high level review of Bandon Dunes is that it's, like I said, the most championship style golf course out on property. You were spot on when it's like you play the first couple holes and then just like the ocean hits you.
Yeah.
Like it's just there. You're once like, you get oh, to wow, four, I'm here.
There's like the big reveal, which is like you can crest the hill and then you're greeted with the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. And then you can kind of start to see some of the other holes from the other courses as well, which is cool because like the first tee shot at Bandon, you know, is right by the clubhouse, the pro shop, kind of where like everything is going on, right? Like that's where everyone kind of convenes. That's where you check in.
Mm-hmm.
Hole one is right there. And then like once you get out there, like you're on the ocean, you see the rest of Bandon Dunes, you look out to your left, you see Preserve, you kind of turn around the other way. I believe that's where Sheep's Ranch is. And you see like, holy cow, like I'm at Bandon.
Yeah, now. And they have like, I think a couple miles of coastline.
Yeah, sounds right.
And so it's like in the kind of it's like a bay. And it's hard to like appreciate how severe the coastline is. Like,
yeah,
the cliffs are hundreds of feet.
Yeah,
it's not like if you fell off, like you would die.
Yeah, It's not just like,
it's not like, yeah, it's not like, you know, small. It's like having been to Scotland and Ireland, like it's as sort of breathtaking a coastline as like you'll find anywhere in the world.
Yeah. And I didn't think that any of the walks or anything by any means were crazy difficult.
No.
Either. I think that was like a lot of, you know, first timers' concerns was like, am I even wearing golf shoes? Like, should I just wear tennis shoes? And it's like, I mean, yeah, you probably could, but generally speaking, like the terrain, it wasn't a crazy difficult walk, not only abandoned, but really any of the courses.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that was very walkable really and playable.
Yeah. The ground is really firm, which makes for wonderful golf. But I mean, yeah, like origin story on Bandon, like Mike Kaiser found this property of like sand dunes and Scottish gorse on coastal Oregon and decided to build golf courses on it. And it's like, you know, it's crazy that it's in America because it's like truly some of the best like Lynx style land you can find anywhere in the world, right in Oregon and like the perfect conditions for it. You know, it's not too hot, it's wet. Bandon Dunes is like David McClay Kidd built the golf course along with his father, was commissioned by Mike Kaiser to do it, was his sort of first golf course that he ever did. And the actual first course at Bandon Dunes might be its best. I mean, it's like Jordan said, it's the most championship style. There's some really unique, amazing holes. The inland holes, I think, are like very underrated at Bandon Dunes. You know, like for example, hole number 5, which is kind of an inland hole. The ocean is on the left, but it's like one of the harder holes, mm-hmm. protected by dunes. As you get sort of back up into like 7 and 8, those are both like really, really good holes, in my opinion. And then of course, Bandon is kind of like known for the 16th hole, which is a drivable par 4. It's a short par 4 that's not drivable.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it drivable because when you're into the wind, good luck driving it. And when you're downwind, you good luck holding the green.
Right. So,
you know, like you could legitimately hit a 3-iron downwind and you still can't hold it.
Yeah. It's really pure though. I would say like, pretty scoreable. Like if it's calm conditions, like I had it -1 through 10 the last day we played it. But it like the wind then will like kick up, right? Like it kicked up on us kind of as we got to like 12 and 13 and it'll punch you right in the face. And if you don't have control over the ball, like it's playable, cause it's like big wide fairways. Like you're going to find your ball. Very hard to score and make a lot of birdies.
I would tell people too, you know, if anyone's prepping, going to Bandon Dunes, just doing research in general, I've seen a lot of stuff out there like on the courses and, you know, how to prep and do all this stuff. And one thing I found to be true, like the people's favorite holes and stuff, they just are the best holes. Like hole 16 at Bandon Dunes is a top 3 hole on every single course out there combined. Like it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The things that I didn't take into consideration were like, I literally couldn't hit a chip shot until day 2 because I had like the turf out there is so much different than like what we play on.
Yeah, it's firm.
Right? Like Tony was like, yeah, I mean, you should be bringing like a tee grind and a wedge with 4 degrees of bounce.
Yeah. Well, our turf's firm. Maybe that's why you can't chip at Windsong either.
No, I can't really chip anywhere. But to be fair, it's complete.
Maybe you need less bounce.
It's complete. Yeah, I need way less bounce. Yeah. Like you have a 10-degree wedge, you got absolutely no chance. Like there's some little things I noticed about like that style of of golf. Same with like putting on the greens, right? Yeah. Like naturally they're going to be slow and a little bit sandy because if they were fast, you'd shoot 1,000.
And to be fair, like when we played Bandon Dunes, that's as good a shape as it's been in years. Like it was firm as shit and fast as can be.
They're getting
ready for the AM. And so it was electric, man. Like it was so good and such good condition. I mean, the ball's like how it's meant to be played. Like the ball's bouncing.
Yeah.
You know, head
you got to run it up there.
Yeah.
There's no like high spinny at Bandon Dunes.
No, there wasn't when it was like in as good a shape as we could have possibly like asked for. Like there might be that's like 1 in 10 years shape.
Yeah. I'm glad that we got it and that we played it twice in hindsight. The fact that we got it twice in that condition was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Then for lunch, I'm just going to loop. I'm not going to do this every single day, but for lunch, we went to the same spot every day, which was Trails End. It Trails and where the preserve is. And, you know, all the different restaurants kind of have their own, you know, style of food. This one was like this Asian cuisine, and it was just like the best spot. And like you're looking at Hole 18 at abandoned trails, and they had a little TV in there. We were watching the open. That's where we had lunch every single day. But the beauty of going in the middle of the summer is like you can tee off at 7, and then we legitimately had 3 hours until our next round, right? Like we would end around 11:30, 12. Next tee time wasn't until 3. So like you can reconvene. Maybe change your socks, change your shoes, change your outfit a little bit if you want. And you go back out at 3 and you still got all the daylight in the world. So I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, was day one when we played Pack Dunes in the afternoon?
Yep.
We played Pack Dunes when it was blowing like 50. And I'm a little bitter. If there's one regret I had about the entire trip is that our Pack Dunes round, we just got kicked in the teeth with wind for 4.5 hours. Like it was just extremely difficult. I felt like I could not appreciate what a lot of people say sometimes is one of their favorite courses there, if not their favorite course, in Pack Dunes. And so next time I go, definitely going to have a goal to play Pack Dunes in the morning. So you can kind of like see it, appreciate it.
Yep.
Be able to play it.
Yeah. Do you want to go through them and then we'll get to like thoughts?
Yeah. Second day, morning round, we played Old Mac. So for those who don't know, that's the one with the ghost tree. I believe you're just hitting the face with it on hole two on your tee shot. Was Old Mac. Then in the afternoon, we played Sheep Ranch, which, you know, no trees, no bunkers, more of like a traditional link style, a couple holes on the ocean, obviously, which are just phenomenal. And then the last day, we played Band of Dunes again in the morning, and then my favorite, Band of Trails in the afternoon. Last day of the trip, ending it on Band of Trails. I think everybody ended up saying Band of Trails was their favorite course. We were going to play Shorties on Sunday when we left, but we thought, we might be cutting it a little bit too close getting to the airport. We've just played 3 straight days of 36 in the preserve on day one, so we're going to not play Shorties. But in hindsight, I think you said, so you've done this twice now. You've been abandoned twice.
Yeah.
What was your ranking the first time that you went, and then what is it now after seeing everything again and, you know, abandoned multiple times?
Yeah, so the first time it was Sheep Ranch, Abandoned Dunes, Abandoned Trails, Old Mac, Pacific Dunes.
Okay. And what is it now?
It was Abandoned Trails, Sheep Ranch, Abandoned Dunes, Old Mac, Pacific Dunes.
Yeah, which was my rating as well.
Yeah.
What do you think changed now? Because I remember you said, I said the same thing to you. Like, Abandoned Trails to me is a top 5 course I've ever played.
Yeah, so I think it's important to like talk about the context within how you or one sort of ranks golf courses, because It is like deeply subjective, right? Like,
yeah, of course.
You know, everybody will have a different opinion. And I think they did this poll at Bandon around guests ranking their favorite courses, and roughly each one had an equal amount of votes, which is remarkable. Mm. So you know, people can have their own opinions about what the best golf courses are, and certainly Pacific is one of the more celebrated ones. I haven't ranked, you know, kind of last on my list. Doesn't mean I don't like it. Like, it's an amazing golf course. It's just different strokes for different folks, right? And we can get into that. But to kind of talk through like mine, like, I've always felt strongly about Sheep Ranch. But I'll talk to people who say, I thought the Sheep Ranch was just like a muni, right? And there's people that have that opinion, and that's okay. Like, you can have that opinion. Like, I don't think munis have 9 greens on the ocean. Like, that's not really what I think munis have, right?
I would imagine it, like, if I play devil's advocate, right? People, because there are no trees and there are no bunkers, it's just this wide open, like, looking golf course, sure, where, like, oh, yeah, I can hit it anywhere, and I can score, and it's a little bit shorter than the others.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what made it fun.
Yeah. And again, like that's kind of like, it just goes to like your criteria. Like, if you like to be sort of like beaten to shit, and that's your idea of a good time, like, go play Pacific and have a blast, like, enjoy it, right? there's a part of me that likes that style of golf, and like I enjoy a test and certainly enjoy like challenging conditions. And I don't think Sheep Ranch is without challenge. Like it's not an easy golf course. But the walk, the scenery, the nine greens on the ocean, the vibe, the energy, the naturalness, so to speak, of the golf course, like it just speaks to me. Like, I don't know what to say. Like if I had 100 rounds at Bandon, I'd play 30 or 40 of them at Sheep Ranch.
Well,
like,
I
just love it. And it's like,
talk about that at Sand Hills in Ireland. Like we like golf courses that feel like the golf course is just
I'm a minimalist design type of person. And like, yeah, like if there's people that are like, oh, I don't know if it's like a real golf, you know, it just feels like a mute. It's like, all right, well that's people can have that opinion. And I get it. I understand where that opinion comes from. And I understand that, you know, it's not perfect, but like, that's like what I like about it. Like, I like that it has flaws. Like, I like that there's no bunkers. Like, they can't have bunkers there because it's so windy that they physically cannot have them. Right. Like, I don't know if that makes it easy. Like it's out on a point where it blows like 50 miles an hour. So like, it's not easy.
Well, I just don't think the jet, like
it's a different style. It's a different style.
And people don't like what you just said. I don't think people take into consideration, right? Like there's something to be said about the fact that the reason they don't have bunkers there, to your point, they can't,
right.
Like they wouldn't be able to, like there'd be sand blowing everywhere and people don't like, it doesn't register to them when they think about, oh yeah, just they made it without trees and bunkers, and you know that's just how the golf course is. Like no, like they that's the terrain they were dealt with, and that's how the golf course was made, and that's what is like a part of its DNA. Not because like they chose not to have bunkers.
Yep.
Right. Like there's just a difference between those two things, which is interesting because that's what brings me back to Trails, which was a golf course carved out of like this nature that is back there, like within these trees that are 100 feet tall, and like the holes are like shaped into that terrain back there, and like hole whatever it was 13 or 14, I remember looking at Dan and Zach who were in my group, I'm like, dude, I'm having an out of body experience right now with this golf hole, like with this just still water and these trees that are 100 feet tall and this elevated green, and I know it's blowing 40 miles an hour like three holes back.
Yeah, totally, man. And like that's I think a good way to think about it is like, to me, like when you go on a trip like Bandon, the golf is like part of the experience. It's not necessarily the experience. Like and so there's also the walk, there's the scenery, there's like the sights, the sounds, the senses, there's like the visuals,
benches.
There's the benches. Like the benches is like one of my favorite things at Bandon, is like finding like what your favorite bench is. And you know, when you put all of that into context, like Trails is such a unique experience there because it's like you're not on the ocean, but you just were on, and then you sort of step into the forest, into this like sanctuary. Right. Of like protection from the elements and the wind. And then like a totally different like style of golf, right? Like hit it high, spin it, hold the greens, like, right. Like,
it could be why I like to exact play golf that
way. Yeah. And it's just like, it's so pure, you know, it's just like, it's so pure. And like, it's about hitting good golf shots, and you're rewarded for hitting good golf shots. And, you know, I think the wind plays quite a bit less of a factor at Trails than it does at the other courses. But, you know, the visuals are different. Like there's trees everywhere. Like your targets are trees, versus the other courses. Like there are no trees, like your targets are not trees. So stylistically, it's just so different, that I can also understand why people don't appreciate it, is because you think to yourself, well, I'm going to Bandon, I want to see the ocean. And then all of a sudden you're sort of thrust into this experience that's kind of in many ways like sort of polar opposite of what's just, you know, a couple hundred yards away, right? But to me, that's what makes it so exceptional. And I often say that if you were to take Bandon Trails and put it in northern Minnesota or the middle of New Jersey, right, like it would be a far more celebrated golf course than it is. But it's the fact that there's so much polarity between Trails and Pacific, right, and Trails and even Bandon Dunes, that it, I think it gets slept on. But in terms of purity of golf course and design and experience, like all encompassing, like if you forgot that you were like by the ocean at Bandon Dunes and you just played Trails, like I don't know that it gets any better. Like it is as good a golf course as like, I think I've played. It's certainly, I mean, I would say it's got to be, like, in my opinion, it's one of the best public golf courses in the world, in the United States.
Where does it, do you know off the top of your head where it ranks in
below Pacific, below Bandon, right? So it's not as celebrated as sort of those oceanside courses, which again is understandable given that that those courses sort of exist on the ocean, and there's ocean holes and all the things that could come of that. And so I do think it's interesting how, like, individual the rankings are. And, like, you know, this is the beauty of, like, going to a place like Bandon, is you can sort of, like, formulate your own opinions about, like, what you think and what you like. And it kind of helps you develop your palate in a sense, like, of, like, you know, I like spicy, or I don't like spicy, or I like, you know, this kind of cheese and not that kind of cheese. Like, it's almost like being a kid again. Like you sort of have these new experiences with, like, Old Mac, for example. Like, is it, stylistically, it's, like, so different than everything else that's out there. Like, it's CB McDonald sort of inspired. It's, like, you know, really based in the old Scottish golf courses. There's some sort of, like, template holes there. It's ground game stuff. Like, it's roll the ball on the greens. And, like, some people just, like, don't like that. Like, I don't think you loved that.
Like, yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah. I mean, you liked the golf course, but, like, you know, it's not your favorite sort of style of golf. Like, for me, like, I actually love that style of golf. Like,
yeah.
I think it's, like, really fun, and yet it's sort of fourth on my list. Right. Like, but Pacific, like, is, you know, it's an amazing golf course. Like, it's, the design is remarkable, and it's pure, and it's celebrated, and it's challenging, and it's hard, and it's, you know, all those things. Like, I, you know, to me, it's a little, like, in your face. Like, it's a little, like, you know, kind of like, extreme in places, like some of the holes where it's like, hey, I don't know if, like, the prevailing wind, like, wants me to be hitting, you know, a flip wedge into a par three to a front pin on a firm green that runs away from me straight down a 30 or 40 mile an hour wind. Like, how do I even get the ball close to the hole? Or the long par fours are into the wind, right? And so it just, it's kind of this experience that, but that in and of itself is, like, its own unique experience. So, like, I can understand how people would say, well, you know, you have to hit a perfect shot. It rewards you for hitting a perfect shot. And people who, like, value difficulty and challenge, like, that place, like, really speaks to them. Like, I get that. I understand, like, there's an element of me that, like, enjoyed that experience too and really appreciated it.
Well, it's funny too, because at the end of the day, like, we're talking about five courses that, I mean, for me personally, are all five of them are going to be, like, in my top 20.
Yeah.
You know, right. Like, it, you know, people come back probably from this trip and they start ranking, like, their five Bandon courses. And, like, I talk about how PAC was definitely my least favorite there. And, like, my rankings are the same as yours, but I couldn't be more adamant about, like Bandon Trails is 1A, 1B, and 1C, and, like, probably 2A.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was Bandon Trails, yeah. Right? And then it was for sure Sheep, for sure Bandon Dunes, for sure Old Mac, for sure Pack Dunes. Like, that is my five. But it doesn't, like Old Mac and Pack Dunes are still some of the best golf courses I've ever played.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that's what gets probably lost in a lot of people, like, talking about this trip and this place, is that it's like, oh, you didn't like Pack Dunes? It's like, no, it's not that I didn't like Pack Dunes. Right. I just loved Bandon Trails and Sheep's Ranch.
And I will say this, like, having been to Scotland twice, in Ireland once, go to Bandon. If you have, like, your choice, go to Bandon first. And the reason I say that is because, like, when you go to a Scotland, like, number one, yes, there's, like, tremendous variety there, but you're driving from place to place. And so at Bandon, you're taking a shuttle that's 5 minutes from place to place, right? And so you're able to sort of pack, like, so much in to such, to a single experience.
So much good in.
So much variety in to, like, a single experience, that it's, like, the most ROI you can get in a golf trip has to be Bandon.
By far. It's not, I don't even think it's close. I haven't been to Pinehurst and a lot of the only time
I have.
You have, I was going to say the only time I ever hear anybody
No,
give it's anything not even close, close. As they close. Say Pinehurst.
No, it's not even close.
Not even close.
No. Pinehurst is amazing. It's like really great. There's a couple of world-class golf courses on it, but like
not even close.
Pacific would rank second to Pinehurst number 2 on my list and above everything else out there. And
it wow. Okay.
Fifth in Bandon for me. So, yeah, in terms of like in terms of return on investment and like value for the money and like the ability to just like pack a lot in, condense a lot into like a singular experience. Like it is Bandon. Like you go to Bandon, like do that before you go to Scotland, do that before you go to Ireland. And then you can have a context and appreciation for those trips as well. That's different. But yeah, I mean, I'm just always struck by like how much, like how many different golf shots you hit in a 3-day period there. Like,
yeah,
I used every club and hit every shot
for sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like
you have to, with
you
the
have
wind.
To. Yeah. And with the like variety and differences in the golf courses and the holes. So, it is a remarkable place. It's definitely the best destination golf place in the US. There isn't a close second. It's way better than Sand Valley, like way better. And Sand Valley is awesome. But it's like not even close.
I can't even believe people talk about it in the same.
No.
I guess probably because it's the same ownership group and stuff, right? Like which I get. But like it's I don't even think it's close. Like the range, you take a shuttle to the range has its own stop.
Yeah.
You know, like not to mention, you know, the other thing I really appreciated about Bandon was, you talk about the amenities and how they're great, and like the restaurants are good and the food is good. Like, I don't think I had a bad meal while I was there. They don't price gouge you. Like,
No.
I mean, you're stuck on property at a place for, I mean, minimal if people are going on a trip, you're there for 2 days, 3 days. You know, some people are probably there for 4 or 5 days. You are literally, you know, paying what you would pay at a normal restaurant, normal price for a burger, normal price for a Gatorade, for a Red Bull. At every single, you know, stop that you make, everything is about as good as it gets, and it's reasonable. You don't feel like, you know, every time you're going to do something or order something, like you're getting raked over the coals. Like, I mean, I've been reading about some of the resorts and pricing. Like, you know what it is to do Pebble Beach now? Like, you have to stay at Pebble. You know, you're paying crazy amounts of money just to be able to go and play. And yeah, those places are awesome. But like at Bandon, you play 36 holes. You're paying your 18 holes for round one, and then you get a replay rate in the afternoon. I mean, to be able to do that at a place that has 5, or I guess technically 4, but I'll just say 5 top 100 golf courses is, I don't know what else to say about how good it is.
No, go. Gotta go.
You just have to go to Bandon.
You gotta go.
Is there anything else that we missed? I mean, we shouted out Tony, shouted out the caddies, went through all our courses.
Yeah, I would say like just an opinion, but on the restaurant scene, there's a lot of options. You know, I think we kind of had like a reservation kind of process each night. Like they're pretty long days. Like, you know, I don't know how you felt, but I was just like wanted a sandwich at the end of the day. Any thoughts on kind of the food scene at Bandon?
Like, if I were to do it again, I would prioritize the dinner at Bandon Dunes. The last night was by far the best one that I think we had. And we did Ghost Tree. We did Bandon. I think we did all of them. I loved that like kind of lunch. It was never an issue to walk in anywhere and get food.
No,
I loved the place at Trails End. I think we went and we had something at the pub one day.
Yeah.
You can't really go wrong for lunch. I don't know. I think for dinner, like all the restaurants have their different types of food. I think to your point, like, when you're done with golf, you're just ready to get some food and you and like go to bed. I think the ultimate point is you don't need to like make the dinners part. Like that doesn't need to be like this extravagant, like well thought out planned part of it. Like you're going to go whatever restaurant, like you're able to get into, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to have good food. Yeah. You're not going to like, oh man, I wish I went to Ghost Tree Grill all 5 nights. Like, no, like do not worry about your trip.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that, it is not an issue. And the other thing I'll note is like, I can't imagine how many people were there. Like It had to be full all the time.
Yeah, and like you don't see, you don't like. You don't. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's wild.
I know my neighbor was there the exact days we were there. My neighbor never saw him.
Yeah, it actually is kind of crazy. Like, of course, you'll see some people in passing on shuttles and stuff, but like, I mean, even out on the course, I didn't feel like it was crazy. You know, there were a couple holes that we had to wait here and there, but especially in the afternoon rounds, we played our afternoon rounds in like 3:15, 3:20. Like, we weren't really waiting at all during our afternoon round. So I just, you know, all of it impressed me. It was obviously great to be able to do it with like 12 buddies on my bachelor trip. Like, that was just awesome. There wasn't a place at Bandon that we went, like, didn't have a good time, didn't have good food, weren't able to get whatever we wanted. Like, service was incredible. They have it just nailed down. Like, everything that I've heard over the past 3 years, it lived up to everything.
Yep.
And more.
Yep.
Amazing golf. We didn't have any like hole in ones or anything crazy like that. It's probably the only way it could have gotten any better.
Yep.
That's it. Go to Bandon Dunes. You'll enjoy it.
Rock and roll.